The Truth About Bullying by Christopher K. I was once a school dropout before starting all over again. My elementary, secondary and tertiary education were all in prestigious schools in Accra, Ghana. If I were to mention the names of the schools, you'd likely say this guy had an easy educational life. In reality, nothing was easy for me throughout my school years. Most of the challenging moments of my life were during my senior secondary school days. During this period, I attended a boarding school in Accra. I spent long and sleepless nights wishing I would die from sleep just to avoid seeing some seniors the next day. My life would have been far better and peaceful without some annoying seniors who perpetually had reasons to bully me over my age. I was 22 years then. These seniors liked to disgrace me in front of other students so much so that I planned on several occasions to sneak out of the school and never come back. I actually did leave thrice. But then the further I walked away from the school building, knowing that I'd never come back, the greater the fear of losing out on my childhood dream of becoming a CEO one day and employing many people to work under my care. I gave up on that dream 100 times, and each time I did, it always found its way back into my inner spirit, like a small candle fire. Then slowly, the fire grew back to its original size, when I became fully convinced I was going to be a CEO one day. God knows how long this idea was planted in my head. It was just there in my heart, somewhere in my spirit, and it was difficult for me to get it out, though my unpalatable situation was very challenging. There were seniors who taunted me mercilessly and tried to get rid of me. Somehow I had the feeling they wanted me out of the school, and I was very close to doing that just to satisfy them. I encouraged myself that things would be better when I became a senior. Though I became a prefect in my senior years, those disgraceful words lingered on in my spirit. I was so depressed that at times I dreaded going out of my dormitory. At the time, my father was battling a severe stroke. My mother was busy attending to my sick father. I remember reporting one of the seniors who always called me grandpa or uncle to the housemaster. He advised me to laugh it off when they called me those names, because the more I expressed anger, the more they would tease me. I tried it, but it didn't work. The more I pretended to accept the name, the more they called me, and I must say, it hurt. Today, I look back on those days with a smile. I'm glad I didn't quit. After secondary school, I went on to the university and graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Public Administration Management option. After teaching for about 15 years, I've started my own educational consultancy. You can check out our website at www.uniqueseedconsult.com. A senior must protect a junior and strive to make his or her life comfortable. Is this too much for a junior student to ask? I can only hope that those in school today will learn a lesson from this. Do not dehumanize people for any reason. Never, ever give up on your dreams. The best is yet to come in your life.